Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, time for the watch list, our guide to the best TV and cinema for the week ahead. And I'm joined by writer Henrietta McCarvey and host of the Here and Back Again podcast, Dave O'Callaghan. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Dave, we do a quick hit of cinema first. So Eternity is in cinemas now. This is getting rave reviews. Irish director. You're saying the best rom-com you've seen in years.
Oh, yes, I'm a big softy, and they've been just terrible for years, but this is adorable. This is Elizabeth Olsen, Miles Teller and Callum Turner. It's about the afterlife. So when you pass, you go to the afterlife and then you have a week to decide which eternity world to go to. So you can go to wine world, or you can go to capitalism world, or the very popular no man world, which is on its fourth rendition and sold out again. But basically Elizabeth Olsen, her husband of 60 years is Miles Teller. So you come back at your kind of your perfect form. So they come back when they're younger. But then Callum Turner is her previous long lost love who died 60 years ago at the war. So then there's this whole so he's been waiting for 60 years in working in the bar in eternity, holding pattern. So, and then they have these kind of afterlife coordinators, Divine Joy Randolph, and they're kind of looking after them, and it's just so funny, and it's beautiful, and you actually give a, you know, you care a lot about how it's going to work out. There's a lot of twists and turns, but the stuff in the background is amazing. There's some of the worlds there, you're like, oh yeah, the walking world's not for me, but you can go there if you want. But it's really funny, and highly recommend it.
Okay, Eternity in cinemas now. Henrietta, in case we thought we were on a break from Taylor Swift, there's now a six-part documentary. They've squeezed a bit more content out of it, The End of an Era, from next Friday on Disney+.
Absolutely. The tour might be over, but the spin-offs keep coming. This is behind the scenes of the Eras tour, so you get to see her rehearsing, planning, chatting with the colleagues, family, dancers, everything. And I guess the name alone would get this greenlit. Yeah. You know, it's kind of an obvious one. And it has this massive all-star lineup of guests joining her on and off stage. There's Sabrina Carpenter, Gracie Adams, Ed Sheeran, Florence Welch, not to mention Travis Kelce, who's there a lot carrying her around, it seems. And the footage is incredible. So you clearly know they were planning this all along. You know, sometimes you get a documentary that's made just from, they found good bits and pieces left over. But this was clearly planned, because you see her on stage, above the stage, falling off the stage, going, you know, everything. Okay. Really
the
good.
The quality control.
Absolutely.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Taylor Swift, The End of an Era, from Friday on Disney+. Dave, The Abandons on Netflix. There's a lot of Westerns suddenly, isn't there?
We're back. Yes, forget your cowboy hat out. This is from Kurt Sutter, who did Sons of Anarchy, and it stars Gillian Anderson and Lena Headey. And it's basically two matriarchs of these two families. One kind of rich family, which is Gillian Anderson's Van Ness's, who kind of control this small town that's trying to, you know, build up in the West in the 1800s. And then you've got Lena Headey, who's the Irish Nora, she's one of the Nolans, and let's just say she goes to the Pierce Brosnan School of Irish Accents, even though Pierce Brosnan somehow has forgotten how to speak Irish. But he actually, once you get over the first few episodes, her accent's not as bad.
And
as
this
you
is those kind of gritty Western.
This is like, if you liked American Primeval, if you liked Deadwood, and you liked Yellowstone, get in here. It's seven episodes. I've done about six so far, and I'm loving it. And it's quality.
The Abandons on Netflix. Henrietta, President Connolly, How the Race Was Won, tomorrow on RT1. Sounds very good. Does it get us behind the scenes and get the kind of access you want?
It really does, and I think the thing about the temptation about something like this is the people who either voted for a supporter would think, well, I know, I don't need to watch it, or the people who didn't would think, I'm not interested, I don't need to watch it. But actually there's something there for everybody about the campaign,
a case study of how this was done, because it was a kind of a unique
It's what's really interesting, two things. One, that it follows from her announcement she was going to run, when she said her campaign would be about building connection from the ground up, and it traces that through line right through to the end. And also, this is a window into the future of campaigning. Who are the people who will be running campaigns? The tools they use. It shows the influence of Mandami's campaign in New York, that We Can Afford to Dream style of communicating. And unlike with him, the challenge for the Catherine Connolly's team was that she was essentially an offline person. How do you make that into an online person and still be authentic and genuine and connect? It's really interesting.
Okay,
Worth a watch.
The others want to be watching that one as well. Get a few tricks. Okay.
Absolutely.
That's tomorrow night on RT1 at 9:35. Dave, Troll 2 is on Netflix. Now, was Troll 1 a big hit, unknown to me? Yeah.
Yes. It's the biggest non-English language Netflix movie ever made. It was huge. It's basically King Kong, Godzilla, but with trolls in Norway. So that's your vibe. You're walking around, smashing things, eating people, and it's absolutely like really fascinating. And
live action, no, not
yeah, live action, yeah. Except for the trolls. Let's be real. But it's really, really entertaining. So this is the sequel, bigger, badder, better. Two trolls this time. The same kind of crew are back, kind of on, and they're really like it's really empathetic. They're really interesting characters, not like cardboard cutouts.
Really, yeah.
You know, so they're really great. And then there's kind of all this kind of Da Vinci Code-esque kind of unraveling Norwegian folklore. So it's kind of for teens plus. So it is a family kind of one of those family horror-y kind of movies. But giant trolls strolling around Norway causing absolute
you
chaos.
You love it, don't you?
It's yeah, you know me too well.
It's so much better than I thought.
Troll 2 Netflix.
And it's no
now.
Pink hair and singing
okay.
at all.
Okay. Henrietta, The New Yorker at 100 is also on Netflix now. You're a bit highbrow for Netflix.
I know,
no WWF people or anything involved.
Yeah.
Or.
I know. And I think this, because of that, this might sound like it's quite a narrow watch, like it's only for those who read the magazine. But if you look at it, and it's beautifully made, it's about the evolution of culture, how news is reported, the impact it has. So it does have a much broader appeal. It's about the team putting together the 100th anniversary issue. It was founded in 1925 by a former soldier called Harold Ross, yeah. who I've seen described as frequently divorced and plagued by ulcers. I'm assuming those two things are somehow related. He borrowed the money from a poker buddy to set up this magazine, just to be independent, just to try and connect with people. And it's just seeing what goes on, putting something together.
And there's always been a big Irish connection there with the New Yorker.
Through fiction, particularly, like yeah. Edna O'Brien, William Trevor, Claire Keegan, Sally Rooney, the huge remit for publishing Irish writers as well. They get like 1,000 cartoons in per issue and they might publish 15. So just seeing behind the scenes of putting it together, it's great.
Brilliant. New Yorker at 100, Netflix now. We might come back to a couple of other things, but I think we should just go for it and do some Christmas movies. So Dave, Michelle Pfeiffer has made a Christmas movie for Prime Video, as unlikely as that sounds. It's called O.What.Fun. So is it...
It is fun, actually. Yeah. And I know the reviews are out there and they're kicking it around. I said, I don't care because Christmas movies, not
the bar is low. Like,
yeah, it's meant to be there and just absolute muck of the highest order where you're just enjoying it. And this is one's for the mammies. It's purely for the mammies. So basically, Michelle Pfeiffer, Claire Koster is, you know, runs Evan the Christmas. She's very controlling. So she runs Evan. And then the family kind of, she's unwanted. She feels unloved because she's doing all this and they don't recognise it. And then they all go to this big trip to this show and, of course, leave her behind, Home Alone style. And then she just kind of goes, well, I'm out of here. So she just leaves. And then it's all kind of, oh no, we've mistreated our mother. And she heads off to California. And it's absolutely ridiculous. But I adore, the thing that makes it better than most Christmas movies of this type is Michelle Pfeiffer is in it. So, and it's an amazing cast. Like, all sorts are in there. But I would highly, you know, it's supposed to be muck. It's supposed to be enjoyable. Yeah. Just, if you're a Grinch, don't watch it. If you're not a Grinch and you like Christmas movies.
Yeah, sometimes when I've seen the trailer of these things, I think I've done it now. Yeah. I feel I've done it there now.
Yeah, I've just given you the whole.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay, appreciate that. Henrietta, your Christmas movie pick is My Secret Santa on Netflix.
Yes, and I was expecting this to be absolutely ridiculous and it's really charming and quite good fun.
Yeah.
Very silly. So I'd say if you're wondering whether to stream it or skip it, it's both ridiculous and perfectly watchable Sunday afternoon. Just like Hot Frosty was that we were talking about last year. It's very much in that vein.
Okay, and how does it work?
Broke single mom is let go from her job in a cookie factory, of course, a few weeks before Christmas. Her daughter is a competitive snowboarder who's been accepted into a prestigious snowboarding academy, you know, one of these gingerbread falls kind of places. But the only way her mum can get the tuition is by getting a job at the resort because you get half price tuition and the only job they have going is as Santa. But luckily, her brother has some sort of prosthetics firm. So him and his partner kit her up as Santa and she becomes the Santa Claus for all the kids
in
this place.
It all came together.
And there's love interest and there's snow and people drinking hot chocolate and it's perfectly watchable.
My Secret Santa on Netflix. Dave, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Last Straw on Disney Plus. This is also Christmassy.
Yeah, it's based on the third book in the series. Like, the books are up to 20 and they're still the best-selling children's books out there. And this is an animated version which has both Jeff Kinney's animated style in it and then the classic animated style. And it's just, you know, Greg Heffley, who was an absolute waste of space, the kid, he's just, he'd drive anybody mad. He basically, his father decides he wants to enter him into military school, and he's got a plan to be in the local Christmas show. So it's that kind of dynamic. The kids will absolutely love it.
What age group is it? It's kind of seven plus.
But family can watch it along, but the kid is, he gets away with, he would drive you mad if he was your kid. But that's Greg for you. He's just like a, I won't call him what he is.
Okay.
But it's very recommended for kids.
Charming, is that the word you're looking for?
Yes, oh, he's a lovely lad.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Last Straw on Disney Plus. Henrietta, Ripple on Netflix. You're saying this is heartwarming. This is, it's actually a Hallmark film, is it?
It is, yes. And once I realised that, it made a lot of sense because it doesn't have that Netflix look and feel. It is much more schmaltzy. It's about these four New Yorkers who have unknowingly crossed paths for years, and then a few small things, a stone falls from the top of a building, hits somebody on the head and sets off this chain reaction that brings their lives together. Now, the thing about this, because it tells you what it's doing, it's this ripple effect. It has to sort of fast track the connections and the intimacy between these people to get the plot moving.
Yeah.
So the first episode and a half, you're like, I can see what you're doing here, people. Can you just stop doing it? But it kind of finds its feet towards the end of the second episode.
Yeah.
And it just becomes this drama about these people who found each other in a city and how their lives interconnect.
How schmaltzy? Too schmaltzy or just schmaltzy enough?
Just over the line into schmaltzy, I think.
Okay, for you, that's saying a lot, given the schmaltz you suck up. Okay, Ripple on Netflix. Well, you do like a cozy feel-good kind of, yeah.
I do.
Dave, you're highly recommending Relay, which is a thriller. I think it's available to rent on
stream. No, it's now, you can just watch it on Prime Video.
Okay.
It dropped on Saturday, and it's basically Riz Ahmed is a fixer who facilitates kind of deals between corrupt companies and their whistleblowers, but he does it all concealing it through a relay service used for the deaf. And so Lily James comes to him with a problem, and then, you know, Sam Worthington is in it, and this, you know, the guy who made Hell or High Water, David McKenzie, made this, and this is one of those ones that just came from nowhere. It got a cinema release in the US but not here, so it's now there. If you like thrillers,
yeah,
and you know, this is one of those ones, if you're in the local video shop back in the day and you go, oh my god, this is amazing, how did this just go straight to video? It's, I cannot, love it. Thriller
love it.
Of the week.
Okay.
Must
okay.
see.
On Prime, Relay. And Henrietta, finally, Little Disasters on Paramount Plus. Now, is this for people who like Not Her Fault?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. And I think if you're feeling the absence of that in your life, this is one. It's about four women who meet in an antenatal class. Fast forward 12 years. One of them shows up in hospital. Her child has an unexplained head injury. It's her friend from the antenatal class is the doctor who decides to call social services. It all explodes, and it's about their four relationships. It is. There's a really decent little plot in there as well.
Yeah.
It's not as big as All Her Fault. Like, there's not that murders and kidnapping. Well, it's a little small kidnapping, but it's actually, it's a really good, well worked out, plotted show about relationships.
That's Little Disasters. That's on Paramount Plus now. Okay, thanks very much, Henrietta McCurvey and Dave O'Callaghan. That's it for today.